It's 6:45. I'm Robert Palacios with KRWG News. As the government works to reach a border security deal, several Democratic lawmakers visited the border themselves. A small delegation spent the weekend in El Paso and southern New Mexico. Mallory Falk reports.
The five representatives met with various stakeholders along the border, including immigration advocates and officials from Customs and Border Protection. El Paso Congresswoman Veronica Escobar co-led the delegation.
And it's frustrating to know that we are being painted as a dangerous place meant to be controlled, when what we see is a place of complexity and beauty.
The border is too complex, she says, for a one-size-fits-all solution. Escobar was joined by House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, along with representatives from New Mexico and Pennsylvania. President Trump is expected to hold a campaign rally in El Paso this evening. In El Paso, I'm Mallory Falk.
Beto O'Rourke will lead a march through El Paso tonight to protest a border wall. At the same time, President Donald Trump will be holding a rally there to promote it. Fred Martino has more.
O'Rourke is teaming with dozens of civic and human rights organizations for tonight's event he says will counter the spreading of, quote, lies and a false narrative about the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump said in his State of the Union address that El Paso's border walls helped it become one of the nation's safest cities. O'Rourke and other local leaders point out that was true before the wall. Last week, O'Rourke spoke with Oprah Winfrey in Times Square for an upcoming TV special. Referencing the recently closed Tornillo tent camp in West Texas, O'Rourke expressed what he sees as the nation's responsibilities.
And let's testify to everyone that this is happening in your name in this country. Do not blame this on Donald Trump. Do not blame this on a political party. Do not blame this on someone else. If we are a democracy, then the people are the government. The government is the people. It's on every single one of us to make it right.
The former congressman is still deciding on a presidential run, but treating the political world to 2020's first dueling rallies Monday may indicate O'Rourke is ready to join the race. O'Rourke will appear at the Acosta Sports Center at 4321 Delta Drive in El Paso. Trump at the El Paso County Coliseum. O'Rourke's celebration of El Paso will include music and other speakers at 6:30, with O'Rourke taking the stage at 7. That's the same time Trump is scheduled to speak at the Coliseum. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
Unlike New Mexico, Texas did not expand access to Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. And the Lone Star State has among the highest rates of uninsured people in the nation. Eric Galatis has more on the 5 million Texas residents without health insurance.
Unless Texas lawmakers make significant changes to health policies, the number of Texans without health insurance is projected to rise, according to a new report released by the Episcopal Health Foundation. Brian Sasser with the foundation says the report paints a clearer picture of just who lacks health coverage in the Lone Star State. He notes many work full-time in stores, wait tables, build homes, or care for children, but still cannot afford insurance.
I think what may surprise some folks is that working Texans make up the majority of the uninsured in Texas. In fact, 2/3 of uninsured Texans live in working families.
More than half of Texans without coverage live in families that include at least one full-time worker, according to the report. More than 4 in 10 live in families where at least one adult works at a company with more than 50 employees. A majority of Texans say they want the state to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, which could insure more than 1 million residents. Lawmakers have argued the move could put taxpayers on the hook for Medicaid costs if the ACA implodes. States that expanded Medicaid eligibility saw the largest increases in health coverage. Nationally, just 11% of people younger than 65 were uninsured in 2018, but in Texas, 19% of people not old enough for Medicare coverage lacked insurance. Sasser notes that people without coverage lack access to preventative care, and when they get sick, many end up in the emergency room where costs are much higher.
But when they go to the hospital and they can't pay for that because they don't have health insurance, that bill's passed on to somebody, whether it's the taxpayers or a higher premium, and the cost goes down the line.
The report confirms that Texas has the highest number of uninsured people in the nation, currently nearly 5 million residents. 60% of uninsured Texans live in families earning less than $35,000 a year for a family of four. More than 60% of Texans without coverage are Hispanic, compared with 24% white and 10% black. Researchers also found that nearly two-thirds of uninsured residents are U.S. citizens. This is Eric Galatas reporting for the Texas News Service.